We're continuing in Hilchos Chali, Odeh Siman Shin Chav Gimel. We're after the first Ramah. There's a test. Umutu Levat Lebaro V'Ochel B'Mei Tumaso. Okay, we're not discussing that now. We're on the next line. V'Yicholim Litna LeKohen Am Ha'aretz. You can give the Chalas Chutz La'aretz to a Kohen Am Ha'aretz. So the Mishnah and Chala that we've been discussing in Perek Dalet Mishnah Ches says Vinitenes l'chol kohen, that the Chala can be given to any kohen. So what does it mean any kohen? So there's a pasuk. We'll go through the little background with the sugya in Divrei Hayamim Beis Perek Lamed Aleph pasuk Dalet. The pasuk says Vayomer la'am. This Chizkiyahu Amelach speaking. So he said, La'am le'yoshve Yushalayim. So the king told the Am, the Yoshve Yushalayim, those living in Yushalayim, Lo says, Menas ha'kohanim valviyim l'man yechezku b'toras Hashem, to give the portions of to the Kohen and the Levi, the Truma, the Meiser, whatever the Kohen Levi is supposed to get. I'm reading from a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. And why are you giving the, why is he giving chizuk and telling them to make sure to give it Shumas and Maestros, he says, Laman Yelchezku B'Torah Hashem, so that the Kohanim and Levim can strengthen themselves in Torah Hashem. Their job is to learn Torah and to teach Torah and not to worry about Parnasa. And therefore you have to make sure to give your Shumas and Maestros. Otherwise, they're gonna be stuck and they won't be able to dedicate their time to Torah. That's a pasuk in Divrei Hayam. Then the Gemara in Chulin, Adav Kuf Lamed Amud Beis, says, how do you know that you know how to give matnas kahuna to a kohen who's an ama aretz? And it brings down this pasuk, and then the Gemara goes on to darshan. I don't know if it's a darshan or it's the pasuk on the pasuk. A kohen who's involved in Torah Hashem, yesh lo menas, he deserves his portion. But if he's not involved in Torah Hashem, then he doesn't deserve a portion. Matnas Kohuna has to go to a Kohen who's involved in Torah Hashem. So we learn from here that you don't give Matnas Kohuna to an Am Ha'aretz. Now, Tosus over there, in Chulin Kuf Lamed, Dibur Maskel Minayin, he points out that that's only if you have two Kohanim. I have a Kohen who's a Talmud Chacham and a Kohen who's an Am Ha'aretz. I give it to the Kohen who's a Talmud Chacham. But if there is no Kohen who's a Talmud Chacham, there's only a Kohen who's an Am Ha'aretz, I give it to the Kohen who's an Am Ha'aretz. Or, if the Kohen who's a Talmud Chacham is not interested, for whatever reason, he doesn't need it, he doesn't want it, so also you give it to the Am Ha'aretz. So this is a din l'chatchila. L'chatchila, you give it to a Kohen who's a Talmud Chacham, you do not give it to an Am Ha'aretz, but the Eved, you could also give it to an Am Ha'aretz. So the question is, when our Mishnah says it's given l'chol kohen, what does that mean? So the Bar Tanura wants to say it does not mean that you give it to a kohen am ha'aretz. You don't give to a kohen am ha'aretz unless you basically have no other choice. He wants to say, what does it mean l'chol kohen? It means you might think only a kohen who's holding on a level where he eats even his chulin, even his regular food, he eats it in a state of purity. It's telling us he doesn't have to eat any kohen, even a kohen does not eat his food, his regular food, in a state of purity. You're allowed to give him chalas chutzlaretz. But an am ha'aretz, don't give it to an am ha'aretz. That's how the Bar Tanura understands our Mishnah. The Rambam, based probably on the Yerushalmi, understands differently. Rambam writes, it doesn't, any kohen means any kohen, even a kohen am ha'aretz. Now, before we see our halacha, in Yoredeya, Siman Samech Aleph, is Hilchos Matnas Kahuna, Zroa L'Chayayim V'Keva, L'Kohen, the gifts that are given to the Kohen. So there, in Sif Zayin, Samech Aleph Sif Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch over there says like this, you're dealing with Matnas Kahuna, gifts for the Kohen, Yitneim a Kohen Chaver, give it to a Kohen Chaver, meaning a Kohen who's a Talmud Chacham. In ain sham chaver, but if you don't have a chaver, eat him l'maaretz. So then you can give it to an am ha'aretz. Then the Rama adds v'cheinim a chaver in a rotz of the kablon. If the kohen tam chacham is not interested, so then you can give it to the am ha'aretz. That's the halacha over there. Samach aleph. Now let's look at our halacha. Our halacha is different. We're dealing with chalos chutzlarts. The whole thing is only totally derabanan and not even really based on a daraisa because it's a chutzlarts. So our shulchan aruch says, v'yicholim litna l'koin ama aretz. So the shulchan aruch says black and white. You can give it to an ama aretz. Look at the Bira Gra Sifkaton test. The Bira Gra Sifkaton test says, Masis and Chala Perek Dal Mishaches, that's us. Vinitena Tachol Kohen. Vermina Bushalmi Allah. Bein the Kohen Chaver, Bein the Kohen Ama Aretz. You can even give it to a Kohen Ama Aretz. So that's the Psak of the Rabbah, that's the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, the Schala of Schutzlarts can go even to a Kohen Ama Aretz. So, again, it's not. Halacha l'maisa, we already said that nowadays we don't do that. We just take a little piece and we burn it. But according to the strict halacha, it can be given even to a kohen ama aretz. You don't have to worry about the tumah. Anyway, everything is tameh. Fine. Okay, that's that line. Now up to the next line. The next line says as follows. When we're dealing with chalos chutzlaretz, the ein ba mishum kohen hamesayeya b'matanosav shehu aser. Okay, so this is another whole sugya, and that is there's something called kohen hamesayeya. So agav, just so this last halacha again. Some of these halachas are not relevant anymore, but I know someone who asked a shaila to a rav. He had a relative he wanted to do pidyon and ben. He has a relative who is a Kohen. The relative is an Amaretz. Should he give it to the relative who's the Amaretz? Or should he give it to a rabbinical Kohen, a Talmud Chacham, Kohen Talmud Chacham? And he went to a big posek in America. He said, no, we don't give it to a Kohen Amaretz. Give it to, take the Kohen Talmud Chacham to be the Kohen for the Pidyon HaBet. So, in that way, it is relevant even Bizman Hazeh. Okay, but in terms of chalos chutzlaretz, this is what they say, la halacha velo lemaisa, because we're not knowing with these halachos now. Okay, so now there's a concept called kohen hamesayeya b'beis agranos. What does that mean? So we have chumas and maisus and all sorts of things that we have to give to the kohen and the levi. So the Gemara in Bechoros and Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis, which comes right before Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. Many of the Gemaras that we did discuss, are discussing, and will be discussing, is in Bechoros Chav Zayin. So this is at the beginning of the Perek on Chav Vav Amud Beis. And there the Braisa says that Kohanim, who deserve their Chuma, and Leviim, who deserve their Maaser, and Aniim, who deserve their Matnas Aniim, Maaser Ani, whatever it is, HaMesayim Beveis HaRom, Beveis HaGronos, Beveis HaMitbechayim, if they come to help out, they want to help out. Why are they coming to help out? Because they want to first crack at your truma, at your ma'isa. Ey no sinan truma u'ma'isa b'scharan. No, you don't give it to them. You shouldn't allow them to help out. They're not allowed to come help out because they want first crack at your... They're helping you in the threshing floor. They're helping you wherever. If you're doing truma samaisa, they're helping you in the field. They're helping you pick the stuff. As soon as it's picked, here I am, hineni, right? And then you kind of like owe him one because he helped. So that's called Kohen Hamisayeya Bevesa Granos. A Kohen who helps in the Bevesa Granos, like the threshing floor, and where they store the Goren, the produce. So the Kohen, the Levi, the Ani, if they help out, it says, Ein Nosalem Chuma Umaisa Bescharon. This is Gemara, a Braisa, and Bechoros Chavav Amabez. You do not give them Chumas and Maisas, as a payback for them helping you. Vim osin came, and if you do so, chillo, you've profaned the truma and the maaser. Valein across of Omer, then there's a very strong pasuk in Malachi, Perek Beis pasuk Ches, shichatem bris halevi. You've destroyed the bris of the levi. Your job is to go find the coin, go find the levi, go give out whatever you're supposed to give. Not that he's coming to grovel and help you out and try to get it from you, and then you're using his services, and then you're giving him a payback. That's not what Chuma and Meister is all about. In Tumura, Dav Chesam Beis, Rashi over there says that a Kohen who helps out in order to be given the Chumas, it's a Chil Hashem, and it looks like he's taking the truma as a truma is a gift. It's not a gift. This is called business. I work for you. You pay me. So instead of paying me with money, you're paying me with truma, and that is not acceptable. Now there are three isurim over here. There's an isur on the kohen to help out. There's an isur on the yisrael to allow the kohen to help out. And then once the kohen helps out, there's an isur for the yisrael to give him the truma, to give him the truma, to give the truma to the kohen that helped you out. So there's three isur on the kohen. He's not allowed to help. Isur on the yisrael, not allowed to allow the kohen to help. And if he does, meaning you violated those first two isurim, now you're not to give him the truma. And so the Rambam in Trumos, Yudbeis Yudches, he says it's also for the kohen to help in order to get his payback. It's also for the Jew to allow him to help. You're supposed to give it in a respectable way. When he's coming to grovel and help you out and do favors for you so that you give him the truma, that's not respectable. That's not how it's supposed to be done. So that's in Shumas Yubez Yudches. And then in Bechoros, Aleph Yudalid, the Rambam throws in the third problem. The third Isser. If the Kohen does help you, you're not allowed to give him the Matnas Kohuna. Okay. Now, the next Gemara in Bechoros and Daf Chav Zayin, Amar Rava, we have an exception to this rule that we just laid out. Trumas chutz la'aretz, ein ba mishum kohen v'sei abeis agronos. Trumas chutz la'aretz, and I don't want to explain the Gemara because we're going to see a big machlokas poskim how to understand the Gemara. But chalas chutz la'aretz, trumas chutz la'aretz, what we just said, ein ba mishum kohen hamisayeh beveis agronos. There's no problem of kohen hamisayeh beveis agronos. Okay, we have to define what that means. Then the Gemara says that Rav Chama, Yahiv le deshame, Rav Chama, Rashi says that his helper, his servant was a Kohen, and he would give him Truma. The other Rashi says, when the Gemara says, Ein ba mishum kohen v'sei abeis agronos, Rashi says, V'yocho litna le kohen amasayo, you're allowed to give the Truma to the Kohen who's helping you. This is Truma's chutzlah, Truma's Eretz Yisrael, not allowed. Okay, so let's see that in Shulchan Aruch. So continuing in Shinchav Gimel Sif Aleph, we say Kohen Amar, V'ein ba mishum Kohen HaMisayeya B'matanosav Shu Aser. This is not a problem of Kohen HaMisayeya B'matanosav, a Kohen just helping out with his gifts, Shu Aser, which would normally be Aser. Here it's not Aser. What does that mean? Look at the Shach Sif Katan Yud Aleph. The Eba Mishum Kohen, Kilomer, the Afa God Diba Alma, even though usually came along, we hold the Asa the Kohen, the Sayyeh Alagranos, the Kohen is not allowed to help the Yisroel with his produce. The Chalas Chutzlar, Tekilu Bazeh. When it comes to Chalas Chutzlar, we're lenient. What are we lenient about? Ube continues the Shach. Ube Yosef, Dikdek Midivre Rashi. Rashi says on this Gemara, Yocho litna le kohen hamasayo. He's allowed to give it to the kohen who has helped him. So the Beis Yosef is medayik in Rashi and the Torah. The afal gav da balabayis yocho litna le kohen hamasayo. Even though the Yisroel is allowed to give the truma to the kohen who has helped him, mikol makom aser le kohen the sayeya. The kohen still not allowed to help him. The Kohen's not to come help you even with Truma's Chutz La'aretz in order to get your Truma. Also, the Kohen says, Kedei Shi'it Nulo, Truma's Chutz La'aretz. That means we have three Yisurim. Which Yisurim are falling by the wayside? The Beis Yosef is Medayik in Rashi and in the Torah. Only the third one. That means if he's already done it, you're allowed to give it to him. Is he allowed to come help? No. Are you allowed to let him come help? No. You already did Yisur 1 and 2. He helped. You took his help. Now, normally, I wouldn't, even if he helps, I'm not allowed to give him the chuma. I am allowed to give him the chuma. Now, it doesn't sound like that from the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch just says, Ein ba mishum kohen v'sei b'matanoso. Shu aser. Sounds like even the kohen, he's allowed to help out. The Shach is being medayik. He's bringing down the Beis Yosef, medayik from Rashi, that the only one of the three Surim that's waived is the third one. But the Kohen is still not allowed to come help. Look at the Bir Agra, Sifkatan, Yud, Shu Asa, Ratzon Aloma, Shem Mutter Le Kohen, B'chumas Chutz La'aretz. The Shulchan Aruch means it's Mutter for the Kohen to come help. It's not just he's medayik that the mechaber is not paskini like that Rashi. They were only waving the third isser. We're waving all three isser. The whole thing is out the window. No problem. The kohen can help. The Yisrael can accept the help. And at the end of the day, the kohen can give the Yisrael can give the kohen this truma. We're waving all three isser. Continues the Gra. However, Rashi v'tur lo pirshu kain elish malabayis yachol litnu lehen. But the Rashi and the tur are not learning like the Mechaber, that all three Isurin are out the window. Only the third one, Elish, well, Bias, Yachol, Litnulo. The Kohen is not going to help. You're not going to accept his help. But if you've already done that, then you can give him his payback. You can give him the Truma. Again, this is not exactly, it would be relevant by Yisroel, L'chaim, Mekeva, perhaps, which you're not learning right now, but it's not so relevant B'zman Hazer when we don't deal with 90% of the Matnas Kahuna, or 99% of the Matnas Kahuna. When the Chalkas Binyamin brings on the discussion, he says that you see the Shach and the Groar Machmir, that one should be Machmir. Okay, it's not exactly Halacha L'maisa. Then, in the Chalkas Binyamin's Biurim, in Dibor Maslev Ein, he brings down from the Rabbeinu Gershom and the Ma'arit Al-Ghazi. And there, Medayik, for the Gemara says that Rav Chama gave it to his servant. Now, when you have a servant, he's a seemingly a paid worker. So he wants to say that he paid his worker with the truma. Not just, it's a gift, he's coming to help me, he's doing me a favor. You scratch my back, I'll scratch your back. You help me, I'll help you. He says even much, much more strongly. Even if he's a paid worker, he's a hired worker, you're supposed to give him $10 an hour, you're allowed to give him $10 an hour in the truma's chutzlaretz. Which would seem to be a much bigger chiddush, especially based on everything else that we just said. Okay, so that is the sugya in general of not giving truma to a kohen ha'aretz, and this being an exception. And that is the sugya of kohen ha'maseir v'es ha'granos, and this chalas chutz la'aretz also being an exception. And that is another piece of Shin Chav Gimel, Sif Aleph.